God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based teaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message called It Is Finished. I'm excited about today's message. We'll be headed to Hebrews chapter 1 and John 19 with Dr. Don Wilton in just a moment. If you don't know Dr. Don Wilton, he's a well-known author, pastor, seminary professor, and for the last 20-plus years of Dr. Billy Graham's life, he was Dr. Billy Graham's personal pastor. Just an idea of who you're about to hear as we open God's Word together. He would be quick to say it's all about hearing from Jesus today. And if you would like to have someone pray with you about hearing from God or in any way possible, our prayer line's always available at 866-899-WORD. Jot the number down, store it in your cell. 866-899-9673 will also connect you with someone helping you with resources or just to pray. We're here to encourage you. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Would you pray with me for a minute? Lord Jesus, we want to bow our heads in your presence today. Yes, the Lord's Supper, this communion, it is solemn, but it is joyful. You gave your life so that we might have life. We've prayed for our teachers, our educators today. We are so grateful for them. As we pray for so many students getting back into school again. But today, Lord Jesus, we've got family members that are struggling, that are grieving. We have experienced the journey of life together, and there are many of us who are on a mountaintop. We are the blessed ones. I want to thank you today for the blessed ones who give because of their blessings. And it all changed at the cross. It's Jesus. And Father God, I pray before you right now that people who are worshiping together with us would know that they know that they know that Jesus Christ is their Savior and Lord. Even as we pray for people in Afghanistan and Haiti and our next door neighbors who may not be covered in rubble but are under the bondage of sin, condemned to eternal hell because they are separated from a holy and a righteous God. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. In Jesus' name we pray together. Amen. Two verses of Scripture. I want you to turn with me first to John chapter 19. I invite you to turn there with me, John chapter 19. I just want to read one verse to you. John chapter 19. It is such a powerful verse. Here's what the Bible tells us in John chapter 19 and verse 30. When Jesus had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. Turn your Bible, those pages. Let's hear those pages turning. And if you're looking at it on your app, I don't know how to hear that, but do it. All right, Hebrews chapter 1. Let's understand what Jesus meant when he said, "It is finished." Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets. at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. And so He became as much superior to the angels as the name He has inherited is superior to theirs. May the Lord write His word upon our hearts today. Jesus on the cross said, "It is finished." I don't mind telling you, every time I'm in the garden in Israel and we gather together, usually on the final day of our tours to the Holy Land, it's probably the most significant moment for me. As I look at Golgotha, and then as we consider the empty tomb, and as we celebrate the Lord's table together, right there where it happened. And that statement that Jesus made upon the cross burns in my heart, and I know in yours too. Jesus said, "It is finished." That little word, "finished," is a very interesting word, even in the Hebrew text and in the context of what Jesus was saying. It carries with it the full idea of total, conclusive finality. The word "finished" means nothing more. That's it. Nothing else. Means nothing can be added to this. No one, no word, no edict, no church meeting, no council, no preacher, no idea, no favorite thought, no predisposition. Jesus said, "That's it." Jesus on the cross was saying to you and me, don't waste your time. You don't need to share your ideas about it. You don't need to study it and decide if you can find something to improve it. Maybe add some little idea. Jesus certainly was letting us know you cannot modernize this. You don't need to bring it up to date. You don't need to dust this off. You cannot substitute or provide an alternative. Jesus was on the cross. He said, "It is finished." The interesting thing that the writer to the Hebrews tells us is that he says Jesus said this in conjunction with, related to, last days. The last days. That little word there is very interesting. Many believe, as I do, that it's tied inextricably and unapologetically into the finality of our lostness in this world in light of the immediacy and imminence and imminent return of Christ. Though that little word there, for me personally, and I know for you too, has particular attention for me in today's world. I'm sure it also did in 1850, because nobody knows the hour at which Jesus will come again. But the Bible does tell us that in the last days there will be perilous times. I'll leave you to judge that for yourself. Jesus said the application of the finality of it is final. What he did upon the cross is applied in all of its theological significance in your and my heart in the last days. It's a messianic word of affirmation. It is the greatest statement concerning the superiority of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son. This is John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him. Why in him? Because it is finished in him. So, what does this mean? Well, according to the writer to the Hebrews, if we expound on this passage, it is finished means three things. Very clearly, and this is God's word, what is it is finished? What did Jesus mean? It is finished. Well, the writer to the Hebrews tells us, first of all, that it means God has spoken. Any further questions? That's what Jesus meant. God has spoken. It's a powerful statement that. You know, you and I smile when it comes to final words. I, like you, I love to go back and study the lives of great people and the things that people say just prior to their leaving this earth and going to heaven. My saddest one that I think I've ever heard, and I often quote it, is Ernest Hemingway, who was such a remarkable character and person, and we know because history records it that Ernest Hemingway on his deathbed evidently said, "My life is as empty as a broken TV with the plug pulled out." That was his "it is finished" final word. People, Ron Fulby, great missionary who was tragically killed in the Belgian Congo in the 60s, his final word, Ron Filby, F-I-L-B-Y, as he was dying, having been killed, he looked up and pointed to heaven and said, "There's Jesus, there's Jesus." The writer to the Hebrews wants us to know that God has spoken. God said this. That's so powerful. It leaves me exacerbated. It leaves a preacher like me struggling to find words to add something to what God said. God said it. In fact, the writer to the Hebrews says, in the past God spoke, but now in these perilous times, these last days, God has spoken. Spoken to us. It's what he says there. He's spoken to us.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with the rest of today's message from Dr. Don Wilton in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants you to know we're here for you. We'd love to pray with you anytime. Matter of fact, he reminds us we need 2 a.m. friends, and we'd be happy to be one of yours. You can call us anytime at this number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather, meet us online. TEWonline.org is our website. We're there 24 hours a day as well. That's TEWonline.org. Now let's get back to studying God's encouraging word together with Dr. Don Wilton.
Wonder how many convocations have been held wonder how many church meetings have been held. I wonder how many pastors and preachers like me have made how many messages. And these things are all well and good and have their place. But when it comes to the finished work of Jesus on the cross, God has spoken. And He tells us how this happens. It happens through His Son. In other words, what God wants us to know is that God is fully expressed through His Son. That's what He's telling us. Whatever Jesus has done, it's me, God says. Jesus came to this earth prior to the cross, and He went all over telling people, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because I and the Father are one. The writer to the Hebrews brings us together. What did Jesus do? What was He saying? Why did He say, it is finished? We understand the context of the sacrifice that He made. But He was announcing that God has done what God has done. Number one, it means God has spoken. Number two, it means God has appointed. That's what it is finished really means. God has appointed. In fact, he tells us in the second part of verse 2, He says, God has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed. That little word there is remarkable. It's a beautiful word, really. You know, I think even in our churches, we have a leadership summit together, and how all of us work together. In a sense, we are all appointed. We all have our place, our role. Every one of us so critical to everyone else, the body all functioning together. Can you imagine God, the Father, full of grace and truth, appointed His Son, Jesus? What? Number one, the Bible says to be heir of all. Heir of all that God is. Number two, as creator of all. Number three, as the radiance of God's glory. That little word, radiance of God's glory, means that this Jesus, who paid the price for you and me, sends forth God's light. That word radiance means that He sends forth. He shows forth and He passes over to the likes of you and me the light of God. And fourth, He's appointed, meaning that He is the sustainer. He didn't just make it because of His creatorship and radiate it because of His lightship. He didn't just occupy a place. God is telling us it is finished means that throughout my life, I can know that this appointment of this Jesus who paid the total price, the debt for my sin, not only has done what He has done for me one time, but He sustains me. He upholds me. He encourages me. He strengthens me by the might and power of His Spirit in the inner person. That's who Jesus is. Somebody say amen. Isn't that fantastic? That's wonderful. God has spoken, God has appointed, but there's a third meaning of it is finished. It means God has provided. It means God has provided. That's what Jesus was saying on the cross. He's looking out there at all of those of us because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said, it's finished. God has provided. Look at verse 3. It's a powerful verse, verse 3. He says, and after he had provided purification for sin. That's such a beautiful word there. What does purification mean? It carries with it a threefold understanding. Purification for sin means forgiveness from sin. It is finished. Jesus paid the price. His blood was shed for you and me. There's power in the blood. He has forgiven us from our sin. But it means, secondly, purification means freedom to life. Not just forgiveness from sin, but freedom. We're not only forgiven from, but we are free to live. You know what Jesus said? I love this verse. Jesus said, excuse me, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Isn't that fantastic? I love that. Number three, purification means fellowship with God. Because we have peace with God, we've been reconciled to Him. That's what this is all about, my friends. That's the Lord's Supper. Is it any wonder? Is there any wonder, after having ministered on this earth, that Jesus gathered His disciples together? Got them all together in an upper room. And He said, this cup, this bread, here's what He said. I'm going to give you my modern translation. My cherished sons and daughters, tomorrow I'm going to go and finish it. Everything that needs to be done for you, I'm going to do it. They're going to take me, and they're going to nail me to a cross. And I'm going to give my life and shed my blood. And in so doing, I'm going to take your sin upon myself to the grave. You know something? When I do, you're going to not only be forgiven of your sin, you're going to be free. You're going to be reconciled to God in fellowship with Him. It's finished. God has spoken. There's no other way. And I want you to remember this. Until I come back again.
Oh, and the thought of Jesus coming back again, I pray that excites you, but it may make you anxious or nervous if you don't know that you belong to Jesus and that He's going to be receiving you. I pray that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you belong to Christ. But if you don't, open your heart. You've heard Dr. Wilton as he's been teaching from the pulpit. Now as he comes into the studio, open your heart to what he wants to share next.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey.
Perhaps you just prayed with Dr. Wilton moments ago to give your life to Jesus Christ or rededicate your life to Christ. you need to know that we stand ready to not only rejoice with you for this great news, but also walk with you in the next steps, to pray for you, to encourage you. As a matter of fact, Dr. Don Wilton has pulled aside some specific resources he wants you to have absolutely free if you've given your life to Christ, or perhaps rededicated your life to Jesus today. Just call us at 866-899-WORD and let us know how God's working in your life, and we'll send these resources out to you right away. Again, the phone number is 866-899-9673. If you'd rather, you can also meet us on our website at tewonline.org and let us know about your decision for Christ today, and we'll send you those resources as well. Speaking of resources, there are many great resources on our website, tewonline.org, resources like this.
Right now, you may be driving in your car or sitting in the comforts of your own home. Perhaps you may be at work or listening to us in a prison cell. Wherever you are, I have an encouraging word for you today. And that word is, God is in control. He is sovereign over the universe. His plan for your life remains intact, and he has not changed. He is right there with you. This month, with your gift of support to the encouraging word, you will receive two powerful resources from Dr. Wilton: A Wonderful Hope, message available on CD or DVD, and the life-changing DVD movie, Risen. Both of these resources will empower you to stand strong in your faith and convictions in these not-so-normal days. Call us at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And request Wonderful Hope and the bonus DVD movie Risen today. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. Thank you for listening today.
And that's just one of many great resources on our website at tewonline.org. I pray that while you're there, you'll also sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Don. It comes out emailophonically about 6 a.m. every day. If you sign up today, you'll have it tomorrow or the next day at the latest. But you can also order a physical copy. That's something my bride enjoys to have over her visor. It's great to study in carpool lines. However you best study God's Word, we believe that having God's Word into our lives on a regular basis, it's life-changing, and we've seen it change lives literally around the country and around the world. Speaking of changing lives, we have an opportunity in these last few weeks of 2021, in the middle of a matching challenge, to raise enough funds to double the ministry and the impact of the ministry on a fresh new network. The opportunity is there. We have a $200,000 challenge gift, so that means we have to raise about that as well. As a matter of fact, a little bit more than that. And we're well on the way to doing that, but we need your help to meet the goal. Would you prayerfully consider getting involved in the ministry of the Encouraging Word? If you believe in Bible-based teaching, you know that Dr. Don Wilton, formerly the pastor of Billy Graham, you know, until Dr. Graham is now with the Lord, their relationship is rooted in a love of the Bible itself. And if you love the Bible and would love for us to share more, consider giving. We started with 120 people giving $2 a week. Maybe that's all you can give. If so, boy, that will be wonderful. God will use that. But maybe the Lord has called you to give more. You could be one to match the $200,000 gift that's already there. However God leads you to give, would you let us know at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org.